we invite you to tune in to our 24/7 internet radio. It is loaded with edifying sermons, music, and other programs. You can listen to Stream Globe Radio at www.streamglobe.org.
Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled, Who is Your Master? Today's meditation was written by Abraham Damilola Arihi. We shall take our Bible reading from Romans chapter 6, verse 16. Don't you realize that you become the slave of whatever you choose to obey? You can be a slave to sin, which leads to death, or you can choose to obey God, which leads to righteous living. I have just read from the New Living Translation. Sister Alice had been battling an affliction for weeks. Brother Ami and Sister Faith had been praying for her, fasting and interceding, but there was no visible change. Out of concern, they called Henry. As soon as Henry arrived and laid eyes on Alice, he paused and prayed quietly in the Spirit. Almost immediately, the Lord gave him a word of knowledge, insight into hidden issues in Alice's life. With love, he gave her a few specific instructions, lifestyle changes she needed to make in obedience to God. After that, he prayed a simple, short prayer. To everyone's amazement, Alice was instantly healed. What was the difference? Henry wasn't more religious than the others. He simply walked in greater spiritual authority. He had trained himself to obey God consistently, and through that obedience, his rank in the kingdom had increased. Salvation isn't just about escaping hell. It's about living for God now and growing in his kingdom. God is raising sons and servants who will rule with Christ, not just believers waiting to be rescued. But here's the truth. Anyone still mastered by sin will be limited in how far they can go with God. Worse still, persistent sin can cost a person their place in God's kingdom. See 1 Corinthians 6, 9 through 10. Just like in the world, not everyone in God's kingdom holds the same level of authority or honor. See Matthew 5, 19. Those who are obedient and faithful with little will be entrusted with more. That's how spiritual ranks are determined. And that's how authority like Henry's is developed. Go into today remembering that the greatest obstacle to serving God fully is slavery to sin. You cannot serve two masters. If sin controls you, it will limit your spiritual authority. But if you walk in obedience to God, your life will carry weight in the Spirit. Prayer. Lord, help me choose obedience over compromise. Deliver me from every sin that seeks to rule me, and increase my capacity to serve you with power and purity. Amen. Today's yearly Bible reading shall be taken from Psalms 39 to 41. This Bible reading plan is continuous. If you begin with us today, by this time next year, you will have gone through the entire Bible from Genesis to Revelation. The reading comes up next. Psalms 39 to 41.
Psalm 39. For the director of music, for Jeduthun, a song of David.
I said, I will watch my ways and keep my tongue from sin. I will put a muzzle on my mouth while in the presence of the wicked. So I remained utterly silent, not even saying anything good. But my anguish increased. My heart grew hot within me. While I meditated, the fire burned. Then I spoke with my tongue. Show me, Lord, my life's end and the number of my days. Let me know how fleeting my life is. You have made my days a mere handbreadth. The span of my years is as nothing before you. Everyone is but a breath, even those who seem secure. Surely everyone goes around like a mere phantom. In vain they rush about, keeping up wealth without knowing whose it will finally be. But now, Lord, what do I look for? My hope is in you. Save me from all my transgressions. Do not make me the scorn of fools. I was silent. I would not open my mouth, for you are the one who has done this. Remove your scourge from me. I am overcome by the blow of your hand. When you rebuke and discipline people for their sins, you consume their wealth like a moth. Surely everyone is but a breath. Hear my prayer, Lord. Listen to my cry for help. Do not be deaf to my weeping. I dwell with you as a foreigner, a stranger, as all my ancestors were. Look away from me that I may enjoy life again before I depart and am no more.
Psalm 40, for the director of music, of David, a psalm.
I waited patiently for the Lord. He turned to me and heard my cry. He lifted me out of the slimy pit, out of the mud and mire. He set my feet on a rock and gave me a firm place to stand. He put a new song in my mouth, a hymn of praise to our God. Many will see and fear the Lord and put their trust in him. Blessed are those who make the Lord their trust, who do not look to the proud, to those who turn aside to false gods. Many, Lord my God, are the wonders you have done, the things you planned for us. None can compare with you. Were I to speak and tell of your deeds, they would be too many to declare. Sacrifice and offering you did not desire, but my ears you have opened. Burnt offerings and sin offerings you did not require. Then I said, here I am. I have come. It is written about me in the scroll. I desire to do your will, my God. Your law is within my heart. I proclaim your saving acts in the great assembly. I do not seal my lips, Lord, as you know. I do not hide your righteousness in my heart. I speak of your faithfulness and your saving help. I do not conceal your love and your faithfulness from the great assembly. Do not withhold your mercy from me, Lord. May your love and faithfulness always protect me. For troubles without number surround me. My sins have overtaken me, and I cannot see. They are more than the hairs of my head, and my heart fails within me. Be pleased to save me, Lord. Come quickly, Lord, to help me. May all who seek to take my life be put to shame and confusion. May all who desire my ruin be turned back in disgrace. May those who say to me,
aha! Aha!
Be appalled at their own shame. But may all who seek you rejoice and be glad in you. May those who long for your saving help always say, the Lord is great. But as for me, I am poor and needy. May the Lord think of me. You are my help and my deliverer. You are my God. Do not delay.
Psalm 41, for the director of music, a psalm of David.
Blessed are those who have regard for the weak. The Lord delivers them in times of trouble. The Lord protects and preserves them. They are counted among the blessed in the land. He does not give them over to the desire of their foes. The Lord sustains them on their sickbed and restores them from their bed of illness. I said, have mercy on me, Lord. Heal me, for I have sinned against you. My enemies say of me in malice, when will he die and his name perish? Whenever they come to see me, they speak falsely, while their hearts gather slander. Then they go out and spread it abroad. All my enemies whisper together against me. They imagine the worst for me, saying,
a vile disease has beset him. He will never get up from the place where he lies.
Even my close friend, someone I trusted, one who shared my bread, has lifted up his heel against me. But may you have mercy on me, Lord. Raise me up that I may repay them. I know that you are pleased with me, for my enemy does not triumph over me. In my integrity, you uphold me and set me in your presence forever. Praise be to the Lord, the God of Israel, from everlasting to everlasting. Amen and amen.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Stream Globe is non-denominational and interdenominational. We encourage you to share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry and get more of our resources, visit streamglobe.org.